Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge of my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Amen.
It was lovely earlier on when John was introducing the service to talk about the essentials. And whilst thinking about this service, I wanted to get us back to the essentials and for us to think about the reason that we're here. And of course, the passage from Isaiah 53 is so good in doing that, because it brings us back to the very heart of the gospel. That's the reason that we're here, because of what Jesus went through for each of us. The fact that he went to the cross to die a horrible death in order to bring about our forgiveness. Isaiah writes these words many years before Christ, and yet the picture, the imagery is so vivid, so accurate as we look at what happened to Jesus. And the thought struck me particularly that it's so important for us just to get back to this, isn't it? To get back, as John was saying, to the essentials, to the key elements of the gospel, because it's the gospel of Christ in which dwells the power for us to share with the people around us of what Jesus has done for us. A few months back in our house group, we were thinking about the time after Jesus was resurrected. And it was interesting to note that people who met him after his resurrection were unable to recognize him. We thought about Mary, who only recognized the risen Christ when he said her name, when he said Mary. We thought about the pair of people travelled from Jerusalem out to the road, on the road to Emmaus, who again spent a lot of time talking with Jesus, and yet they only recognised him when he broke the bread. And we also thought about Thomas, who had missed out on the resurrected Christ coming back to see the disciples, and yet only recognised Jesus by the hole in his side and the holes in his hands and his feet. It's interesting, isn't it, to think about Jesus and recognising him. And a little bit earlier on, before the part that Mary read, Isaiah says this at the end of chapter 52. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured, beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness. And that just got me thinking. The fact that God's plan of salvation is all about restoring the image of God within us. Right back in Genesis, what does God say? We shall make man in our image. In our likeness we shall make him. And it's that restoration of that image, that marred image that sin has caused upon the world, that Jesus came to deal with. And the way that he did that, was that his image was marred. His face beaten beyond recognition. Such is the cost of our salvation, that in order to restore the image of God that God has placed within each of us, Jesus had to have his image marred beyond recognition, so that people were appalled at him. Now, I'm not sure whether this is right or not, but the thought came to me that maybe that was the reason people found it so very difficult to recognise Jesus in his resurrected state. Because his face had been beaten beyond recognition as part of the cruel punishment he went through before he was crucified. And that maybe they'd forgotten what he looked like. Jesus paid the ultimate penalty in order that we might receive the fruits of salvation. So this morning, let's just consider again Jesus who died upon the cross for us, as we bring ourselves back to the very essential part of our faith, that Jesus died, that he rose again, and he ascended into glory for each of us. Thanks.